We're talking today with Andy Paul, the national president of the FFA organization, here at the 89th annual convention of the Oklahoma FFA. And Andy, you've already had a chance to give some remarks here at the Oklahoma convention. I know that you're a busy guy, and all of your officers seem very, very busy. When you heard your name called back at the convention in Louisville this past fall, what went through your mind?
I was in complete and total shock. Honestly, I mean, some people ask, you know, do you think you're going to get elected? I did not. I knew I had done my best. I knew it was in the Lord's hands at that point. And so I had peace in that. But I also knew my name was called last. And five other outstanding individuals have been called. And there were still several other outstanding people sitting in the chairs next to me. Not expecting my name to be called whatsoever. But I heard Georgia, and as quick as I could, I started running to the stage. And the rest is history, but definitely a blessing.
That was the advantage. You really went from Georgia, so you knew.
Yes, sir.
Let's talk a little bit about your background in FFA. What got you started in the blue and gold?
Yes, sir. Well, I started showing pigs when I was in the first grade. So my neighbor, he was actually a swine breeder, and came up to my sister after church one Sunday, and he said, you know, we had these pigs left over. Nobody's going to show them. Do you mind doing it for us? So she said yes, and then at some beginning, my family was hooked onto it. I showed pigs for about 12 years, got involved in the local 4-H, and then joining the FFA was something that was expected for me to do. My older sister served as chapter president. My cousins were chapter officers. And I felt like I had to join so I could fill their jackets. But I think the cool thing is that these jackets have our names written on them for a reason, because we had to become our own person in this organization.
You've obviously traversed quite a pathway since then, all the way to this point in your FFA career. Give me a couple of highlights that led up to the decision to run maybe at the state level and then eventually the national level as an officer.
Yes, sir. I think for me the biggest highlight is learning how to lose, honestly. My sophomore year of high school, I decided to run for area office in Georgia. Went through, gave a speech. I thought it was great. I was happy with it. And they called out the six officers, and my name wasn't one of them. I said, okay, you know, not too bad. 2 weeks later, I'm running for chapter secretary. Wasn't elected. The next year, I say, okay, I'm not going to let this hurt me. You know, I'm going to run for state office. Still go for it. They called the eight officers' names. Mine wasn't one of them. And it was those three separate times of defeat of people that I knew were qualified, but it still just hurt because I wasn't on stage. Next year, I said, you know, Lord's got a plan for me. I'm going to try this one more time. So I ran for state office again and was fortunately and blessed enough to be elected state president and just serving with my state officer team. They are seven of my very best friends. I talk to most of them about every day. Some kind of form of communication, whether it be texting or just Snapchatting or something like that. Just my entire year service as state officer is really what drove me to serve as a national officer. Because this organization changes lives. There's nothing like it. I know I want to do my part to help those members in it.
You know, the last two or three groups of national officers have probably been in this newer wave of social media, and you're of course obviously in the latest wave. That kind of changes how you've been able to communicate with your other officers and with FFA members around the world.
Yes, sir. It makes it easier and it makes it more difficult in certain senses. I think the easiest part is the access to communications. I can talk to my teammates on a moment's notice. I can send a picture to a member, a funny story, a funny tweet out at any moment's notice. But at the same time, that danger is always there because sometimes it's hard to see humor through a Facebook post or a tweet. So it's ensuring that everything we post can only be used for positive reasons.
You've had the opportunity to interact on behalf of the FFA organization with a lot of adult supporters.
Yes, sir.
And folks that are involved in school administrations as well as sponsors. What sort of message are you trying to give back to them about the value of this organization and the worthiness, in other words, their return on investment, I guess you might call it?
Yes, sir. You know, FFA makes a positive difference in the lives of students by developing their potential for premier leadership, personal growth, and career success. And through agricultural education, we have the three-component model. And through these three components, you get rigor, you get relevance, and you get relationships. We learn rigor in our agricultural education classes, whether that be agricultural science, agricultural mechanics, business, economics. We learn how to work hard and that the labor we put in will come out. That may be in grades, that may be in test scores, no matter what it is. We learn rigor in our classes. We learn relevance in our supervised agricultural experience programs. This is an experiential learning project that students can create themselves and end up getting work experience. So when they enter the career field with over 300 career opportunities in agriculture, they're ready. We learn relationships in the FFA, the opportunity how to build them, meet people from all across the state and this nation, stay in contact, and to become a better leader. So that's the biggest message I try and bring, is that rigor, relevance, and relationships.
Your time as FFA, as a national officer, you've obviously served since the latter part of October. You got oriented, and since the first year, I know first of 2015, you've really been up and running.
Yes,
a lot of locations, a lot of places. Highlight or two. Give me maybe a couple of things that really stick out in your mind right now that you're going to carry with you for a long time.
Well, I went to Japan at the end of January. I actually celebrated my 20th birthday in Japan. And it's amazing to me to see Japanese agriculture. They had to import about 90% of their feed products. And just the dependence on the relationship between Japanese agriculture and American agriculture. I'll never forget, we'll see three office buildings and a rice paddy, and then a house right next to it, and then a tomato field. If they can grow something, they're going to over there. I think another else is I went to Idaho back at the beginning of January. And I met a girl there named Shay. And Shay was a foreign exchange student from Thailand. He was only going to be in the U.S. for about 6 months. But she decided to join her agriculture classes and become a member of the FFA. Within 2 weeks, she had the creed memorized and was sharing it with everybody that she knew. And she was going to leave in late June. And in Thailand, they don't have a big graduation ceremony. Some of her fellow chapter officers and members decided to put on a graduation ceremony and allow Shay to walk with them in the graduation commencement in May. And for me, that's what this organization is about. It's those friendships that they gain. For someone that's only going to be here for 6 months, it's a lifelong friendship.
Your time as FFA officer and member will kind of wind around next October in Louisville. You'll be on the big stage, but that'll also be the time that you'll take that jacket off.
Yes, sir.
What's FFA meant to you?
FFA for me has meant family. It's taught me how to win, and it's taught me how to lose. It's taught me the importance of agriculture, that every single thing that we do is involved in agriculture. I never would have known that otherwise. I know my food doesn't just come from a grocery store. I knew the basics, but I didn't know the depth. I've gained my best friends in this world, in this organization. My three best friends in this entire world are Jackie, Ashton, and Trey. And Jackie and Ashton started on my state officer team with me. I taught them every day. Trey didn't. He and I actually ran for state office together, and I was letting him, and he wasn't. But because of the relationship that we had built in the FFA, we didn't let that stop us. Right now, he's one of my best friends. Found out today he got accepted to OSU, so we're super excited about that. For me, the FFA is that. It's that family that no matter where you go in this nation, no matter where you go in your own state, there's going to be somebody within walking distance, within calling distance that will always be there for you.